Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show where geek meets chic. It's a technology show that not only discusses the latest and greatest, but it's all in a language you can understand and none of that technical, confusing jargon. Popular topics on Tech Talk include computers, MP3 players, digital cameras, cool websites, television, cell phones, video games, and stereo systems. Tech Talk is sponsored by Windows Vista, Microsoft's groundbreaking operating system that lets you do more with your computer, be it an increase in productivity, a richer entertainment experience, or safer, more secure web surfing. Visit Microsoft.ca to learn more about Windows Vista and how it'll change the way you use your computer. Okay, well, this show, Tech Talk, obviously tends to look towards the future. You know, what's coming in high-definition TV displays, virtual reality, the future of the internet. Once in a while, we discuss how technology can help you appreciate the days of old with the latest tech tools. Take last week's show, for example. We had a guest on who talked about how to preserve those old home movies recorded on what we would call legacy formats, you know, 8 or 16 millimeter film or high 8 or old 35 millimeter slides, even if you want to preserve those. How to do so using computers and DVD recorders. How to marry old technology with new technology. Well, today's show is going to be similar in that those with fond memories of those old radio shows from the 30s, 40s, and 50s are going to find out how it's kept alive in today's day and age. And when I say OTR or old-time radio, you know what I'm referring to, those old dramas and comedies that were popular before television really took off, like Orson Welles' War of the Worlds, of course, a big famous show, the Lux Radio Theater, that was a favorite of my mom's, Green Hornet, The Jack Benny Show, Inner Sanctum, Suspense, Abbott and Costello, and so on and so forth. Well, thanks to the internet, MP3s, which are small little audio files, and portable teeny little music players, old-time radio, or OTR, is hot again. Imagine carrying 10,000 radio shows on your iPod that's small enough to fit in your pocket. What a great way to deal with a commute in your car or on an airplane at 30,000 feet when you got a five-hour flight from, say, Toronto to L.A. Imagine closing your eyes and listening to these wonderful old radio shows all over again. Well, today we'll tell you how to do just that. Our guest at about 12:20, he'll be on the phone from Kansas City. It's John Falk. He's the owner of OTRcat.com. A wonderful website that offers inexpensive old-time radio shows that you can buy on a little disc, and he'll ship it to your door. Plus, the site also offers more than 1,000 free downloads that you can even listen to while you're surfing the internet as well. OTRcat.com, by the way, stands for Old Time Radio Catalog. John will be on the phone at 12:20 until 1 o'clock, and you won't believe the giveaways we have today. Now, if you're a longtime listener of Tech Talk when we had the show on at 6 p.m., then you might be used to this because a couple times a year we have John on. Now, check this out. Just as John did when he was last on our show earlier this year, he has a special treat for those who call in today with a question about old-time radio shows and how to enjoy them today. Everyone who gets on the air will receive in the mail a sampler CD jam-packed with 90 old-time radio shows with a total playtime of nearly 42 hours. That's like, if you listen to an hour a day of this, it'll last you a month and a half for free. Just for calling in with a question or comment about old-time radio shows after 12:20, when John will be here to tell us what's on his website, how you order it, what you need to play these discs on. And this sampler today, given the spirit of October, it's going to be a Halloween sampler with spooky shows. So start calling in to get in on the queue. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255. That's a free call on your cell phone. Again, we'll be taking calls in a couple of moments. 416-872-1010. If you have questions about old-time radio and how to enjoy it today on your computer or iPod or DVD player. Outside of the GTA, 1-800-561-CFRB, or on your cell phone, it's free. *Talk, that's *8255. To have your question or comment on the air with John Falk from OTRcat.com in a few moments. But hey, this is a popular show, so I encourage you to call in and get in on the queue now. There's a little caveat with this prize. Don't worry, there's still no cost. you're going to get a call. When you call in, you're going to speak to our wonderful screener, Jill Malbouf. When you talk to Jill, you have to give her your email address so I can email you sometime today and ask for your snail mail address so John can actually send you the CD in the mail. So provide Jill with your email address very clearly. And if you don't have an email address, then just give her your phone number and she or I will follow up to get your snail mail address, as we call it, so we can send you a disc. That's all you have to do. Give Jill your email address or phone number when you call in, and we'll make sure that John sends you this CD. All right, until John joins us in a few moments to talk about old-time radio shows, while the lines are lighting up, I want to tell you, you know, something we do on Tech Talk is I tell you about a couple of high-tech specials that you might want to consider. You know, I go through these flyers, I'm sure like many of you do, every week from the likes of Best Buy and Future Shop and The Source by Circuit City and other places like, you know, Tiger Direct. And I love scouring the electronics flyers. And I'm also privy to some, you know, online specials that they give me a heads up about. So let me tell you about a couple of recommendations. Okay, number one, if you're running out of space on your computer, whether it's a laptop or a desktop computer, an external hard drive is a great product to pick up because it can back up all of your old photos and music, and maybe you've got edited sort of, you know, camcorder footage or even business documents. It's a great idea to back it up, and now you don't have to open up your computer to put in a new drive. You just plug it into the USB port. It's very easy. Well, there's a sale now on the Seagate FreeAgent Pro external drive. It's 750 megabytes in size. Huge. For $249. That's a great price for a brand name external hard drive. Now, in plain English, 750 megabytes of space is about a quarter of a million songs. Believe it or not, if you had that kind of a music library, that's how much space you can fit on 750 megabytes. Now, or if you have converted a DVD movie into a file on your computer, that's about 1,500 two-hour movies that you can fit on this, something that's the size of, you know, a small, like, you know, paperback book. Another cool thing with this Seagate FreeAgent Pro, as it's called, and this, by the way, is at Best Buy, this deal is at Best Buy, is that you can actually access these files online anywhere in the world you've got an internet-connected computer. So you don't have to even be in front of your external hard drive at home. Through a secure password, you can access files on that. So pretty cool stuff. So $249, I think, is a great price for what you get if you need a lot of space. 750 megabyte drive from Seagate. The deal is on at Best Buy. Another good deal is if you're looking for a GPS device, if you're, you know, always lost. My wife and I went out last night to a bar we've never been to, trying to find it, downtown Toronto. If you're looking for a GPS unit, there's a deal on a Garmin Street Pilot C530 for $279. That's a good price for a Garmin GPS unit. So you keep these in your car and you type in with your fingertip on the touchscreen where you're going, and it tells you how to get there because it's communicating with satellites hovering above the Earth. So it'll give you turn-by-turn instructions, both audio and if you are at a red light and you want to glance at the screen, also with little maps. But tigerdirect.ca, you can order it online or go to the Tiger Direct stores in and around the GTA. $279 is a good deal for the Garmin Street Pilot C530. So that's another one. And that, by the way, that unit has maps for all of North America built in. So if that's great for you, if you often drive to the U.S., you know, and there's no service fee. That's a very common misconception with GPS units. Unless you are buying it on your phone, which is really sort of like a service, it's $10 a month for a service called Telenav. It's free for, you know, it's the one-time purchase. So that's the deal with the GPS unit. So a couple of good deals to look out for, one at Best Buy, one at Tiger Direct. You can email me if you missed those. techtalk@cfrb.com. When we return after this short break, we're going to chat with John Falk from otrcat.com. He's going to tell us what his website offers, how old-time radio shows like Lux Radio Theater and The Shadow and The Green Hornet and Inner Sanctum can be kept alive in 2007. You won't believe it. And, of course, those great giveaways. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. But right now, the time is 12:18. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All-Day Traffic Center. If old-time radio shows like Lux Radio Theater, Suspense, Lone Ranger, or Fibber McGee strike a nostalgic chord with you, you're not alone. And you're going to love today's Tech Talk show from now till 1 p.m. because we're going to talk about how to enjoy all those old classic radio programs from primarily the 30s to the 50s, and how to enjoy them in today's day and age on today's electronic equipment, be it in your car, in your home, or on your person, if you're walking around on a product like an iPod. We are joined on the phone by John Falk. He is the owner of OTRcat.com, one of my favorite websites. John, thanks for joining us from Kansas City.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Now, as you know, John, this is a new time slot for Tech Talk. But for our longtime listeners, they've heard you before, and you've been very generous with our listeners by giving everybody who gets on the air a CD sampler packed with old-time radio shows, and you're doing the same thing again today. What can we expect? What can our listeners expect for those who get a question on the air?
I thought I'd offer a free Halloween sampler, and honestly, it's kind of a horror listeners' favorites of all my favorite old-time radio mystery and horror shows, all put together on one disc.
Yeah, and thank you. That's amazing. I'm looking at the track listing, if you will. There's almost 42 hours of old-time radio here, totaling 90 shows. All you have to do when you get your question or comment on the air is to give Jill Malbluff, our screener, your email address, and if you don't have one, your phone number, and we'll get your mailing address, and John will send them to you. Expect them in a week or two. And that's just for calling in. And if you have questions for John, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. Before we go to the first caller, John, why don't you tell our listeners what OTRcat.com is all about and what you provide?
OTRcat.com, it's an extensive collection of old-time radio shows, which are old radio dramas from 1920s through 1959, and they're all in MP3 format, available on MP3 CDs. Along with a series descriptions, the website has thousands of free episodes listeners can listen to online, and those are all free of charge, and they have new episodes every day of the week.
And you've got them segregated into, like, so if you're into comedy like Jack Benny and Amos and Andy and Abbott Costello, you can go right to that section, opposed to someone like me. I love the old thrillers and the horror stuff.
Right, yeah, they're all organized by category and, like, adventure shows, comedy shows, detective dramas.
Mm-hmm. Like Dragnet. Great stuff. So let's go to the lines, John, because I know some people, they have questions about what they need to listen to these discs, because I want to be clear about this. These are in MP3 format, so the CD looks the same. It's the same, you know, similar 12-centimeter size disc, but the shows are compressed in a format called MP3, so they won't play in a regular CD player. So I'm sure we're going to get questions about that. So let's start with Betsy on the QEW. Thanks for calling, Betsy.
Hello, Mark.
Thanks for calling.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I'm so excited to hear about this old radio show. Do you, by any chance, have to have in your CD player, I mean our MP3, Jack Parr or Jack Gleason? Sure.
I do know I have some Jack Parr recordings, which...
You do?
Yeah, I think it's a Jack Parr show. Let me see here. It was broadcast in 47. I think I have about 15 of his shows.
Really?
So,
oh, my goodness.
So if, John, somebody like Betsy orders this CD, how much are we talking about roughly? And the good news, by the way, to our, you know, Canadian listeners is that even though John's in the U.S., I think our dollar's, you know, at parity, if not better, with the U.S. dollar. So that's the good news. So how much would that cost, Betsy, John?
Well, each MP3 CD is just $5 U.S., and it can contain up to 50 hours of radio shows on each disc. So it's really just pennies per episode.
Okay, now the only thing I have to ask, the website, is it old cat, old like old or new and old, or is...
It's OTR cat, which is, OTR stands for old time radio, and cat, C-A-T, catalog. So if you look at the website, it's a picture of my adopted cat sitting on a radio. But,
what's your cat's name, John?
Cornell. He's a little Siamese mix.
Oh, great. I thought you might have, you know, named it, you know, Lugosi or something, you know, something creepy or something to do with, you know, like Benny or, you know, something funny from the old days. So, yeah, OTRcat.com. Thank you, Betsy. I put you on hold. We'll be sending you a disc. Really quickly, we can go to Robert before our next break. Robert, you're on News Talk 1010.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Hi. This old-time radio is so important. I mean, it's so important for kids. It's amazing. You know, like, it's a television of the mind.
And you're absolutely right. And there used to be a show on, and I don't think it is anymore, in the Toronto area called Theater of the Mind, where they played two back-to-back half-hour episodes on a Sunday night, where you're right, because your imagination fills in all the blanks. John, do you feel that, you know, I know there's a resurgence of interest in OTR, but quickly, do you find that, you know, the younger generation isn't interested because they're so used to TV?
I don't think so. I think for a lot of people, you know, it is of your mind, and a lot of those shows, they're really well-written, and they're actually a little bit scarier than you would go see a movie, because it's it also seems so realistic.
And the acting's amazing, like Agnes Moorehead, and you know, the cast of characters are incredible. Robert, you are going to win. You did win a CD packed with old-time radio shows, courtesy of John at otrcat.com. John, we got to take a short break. When we return, we're going to get right back to the lines so people can ask questions about what radio shows you do have from the golden years of radio and what they need to play them on. I want to make sure that that's crystal clear. And, of course, give away a lot more great stuff. So we'll be back in a few moments with John from otrcat.com. No, awesome. That still gives me shivers. Today's show is all about old-time radio, which is might seem odd because this show is called Tech Talk and we celebrate technology. But the reason why we cover it is because all these shows are kept alive in today's day and age because of MP3s. The advantage to this is that each CD that our guest, John Falk, sells on otrcat.com can fit more than 100 radio shows, or instead of 80 minutes of audio, you can fit nearly 50 hours of audio on one CD and play them on your computer, DVD player, or portable MP3 player. John, we've got John Falk from otrcat.com on the line again. Hey, John, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All righty, so we've got a lot of callers who have questions about your CDs, and the next one will be about what you need to play them on. I want to clarify that these are in MP3 format. John Falk is the owner of otrcat.com. He's on the phone with us from Kansas City, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And everybody who gets on the air is going to win a disc that John will send you, packed with more than about 42 hours of old-time radio shows, all with sort of a scary theme. It's a Halloween sampler, courtesy of John. All you have to do is give Jill, our wonderful screener, your email address or phone number, and we will get your snail mail address to send you a disc. To reach us on News Talk 1010, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB. Or star 8255 on your cell phone. Let's go to Rich on the line from Trenton. Hey, Rich.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Thank you for calling.
John, your product sounds awesome, okay? Like when I was growing up, I listened to Inner Sanctum and The Shadow Knows and Critchett's Creek and all that kind of stuff. And I used to have a lot of it on cassette tapes, and you can't seem to find that kind of stuff anymore. I don't know where they've gone. But my question is, I do not have a computer. It's on my list of things to buy when I have the money. But I do have a CD player with MP3 playback, which I don't even really know much about what that is, but is this a product that will work on that? And if not, what do I need to play it? Like, I've got a DVD player and a
Yeah, great question. John?
Yeah, if it's an MP3 enabled CD player, it should play just fine. And a lot of CD players do come with that automatically on them these days, and you can buy them for as little as like $20 or $40 at a local electronics store.
Yeah, so, and virtually all DVD players will play it as well, Rich, so you're in luck.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And again, so you were saying you weren't clear what that is. MP3 is basically taking a file, let's say a 5-minute CD quality song is 50 megabytes in size. When it's compressed down into an MP3 file, it's less than a tenth of that. Yet it retains much of the same quality. Not exactly, but, you know, especially with these old-time radio shows, it doesn't matter because they were recorded, you know, in the 30s and 40s and 50s. So
okay. You
can fit nearly 50 hours of audio on one disc. So
now, when you're talking a disc, does it actually look like a CD, or is it like one of them little MP3 things that you stick in the side? Or
They actually look like regular CDs. You wouldn't know that wasn't an audio CD other than it says MP3 on it.
Oh, okay.
It's the same dimension as a regular CD. And the difference is just how the data is stored. It's stored as a data CD, which is a readable on your computer or MP3, but the appearance is it's just as an audio CD.
Right. And I think Georgina probably enjoyed our shadow intro to the second half of Tech Talk today. Hi, Georgina.
Hi.
Hi there. Thanks for calling. You have a question about the shadow.
Yes, I have. And also, do they have Alfred Hitchcock?
John, yeah.
In the Suspense collection, there are some episodes of Alfred Hitchcock, I think.
Okay, now, You said I could play it on a DVD player?
Most, yes, most DVD players will read MP3 discs, yes.
Because I don't have a CD player and I don't have a computer. I'm a senior, so I don't know how to work all these technical things.
Yeah, it should work. You know, I ordered some CDs from John for my mom, who has a DVD player that she can listen to them on.
Is that the DVD player that you put movies in?
That's right.
Oh, great.
So instead of something coming up on the screen, you can just, you know, enjoy, sit back on the couch and listen to the audio.
I remember being a child and we sat in a dark room, my sisters and I, and listened to The Shadow, and we got so scared. We were so scared.
Yeah, it's wonderful stuff. And John, you made me a CD. It was The Best of Suspense.
Right.
Yeah, fantastic. I finally got through it. It took me about 2 or 3 months. But you know what I do, and I would like to tell my listeners this as well, is that I have a little iPod docking station beside my bed, like on my night table. And when my wife and I are going to bed, we and sometimes instead of reading, we'll just turn off the lights when we're, you know, tired and we don't feel like reading, and we'll play a radio show, and we both love it. Because it's just so amazing what you conjure up in your mind because of the incredible acting and writing of these old stories. And I got through a lot of those suspenses. And my wife would sometimes, you know, cuss me out in the morning by saying, that was really good. I couldn't go to sleep. I had to listen for the whole hour to that show. And now I'm tired. Or if she wakes up in the middle of the night, one of our kids wakes up, you know, she'll say, put on an old time radio show. Kind of, you know, it's nice and relaxing. But then she'll get into it. And then she'll get mad at me in the morning because she really liked the show. Let's go to Sheila on the line. Sheila, you are going to get a CD packed with Halloween shows, courtesy of John at otrcat.com.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Mark and John. My mom used to listen to comedians, and she would quote one of them who talked about Albert who got et by a lion, and him in his Sunday best, too, and she would think this was really funny. I was wondering which comedian that was, and there's also Spike Jones. I've heard of him. Are they radio guys?
Yeah, Spike Jones. I'm not sure who the first quote's from, but Spike Jones did have his own radio show, and he was best known for that story about the Fuhrer, where he was making fun of Hitler back in the 40s.
Okay.
And just kind of a kooky, crazy songs was kind of his claim to fame.
Yeah, so she liked the comedians, apparently, when she was a kid on the radio.
Well,
and
Sheila,
do you have any British stuff, too, or is it American?
It's mostly American. There's a few old 40s British recordings, but I'm in America, so I primarily
quote
American.
Well, that makes sense. And a lot of them went over to Hollywood, New York, too, right?
Yeah, they did. And some shows like Black Museum with Orson Welles, I think it was co-produced with the British. But those are some great programs, too.
And Sheila, I'm on John's comedy site, and it's the listener favorites. Number one is Amos and Andy. Number two is The Goon Show. Number three is Abbott and Costello. Number four is Beyond Our Ken. And number five is Hancock's Half Hour. And there's some other great stuff there, like Fibber McGee and Bob Hope and Archie Andrews. Great stuff. So, John, otrcat.com is where people can go, and they can even download samples of a show before they buy the disc for $4 or $5, right?
Yeah, there's almost a full episode of every series, so you can kind of just take a taste of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on streaming, so you don't even have to download it. You just click play, and it starts going.
Oh, right in the web browser.
Right.
Excellent. All right, John, we're going to take another short break. When we return, we're going to go back to the lines, revisit old-time radio, those wonderful old dramas and comedies from the 1920s up through to the late 50s. And we're going to give away a CD to everyone who gets on the air. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk and OTR in a moment. But first, it's 12:40. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza All-Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Windows Vista, Microsoft's groundbreaking operating system that lets you do more with your computer, be it an increase in productivity, a richer entertainment experience, or safer, more secure web surfing. Visit Microsoft.ca to learn more about Windows Vista and how it'll change the way you use your computer. Hey, we're chatting about old-time radio, one of my favorite topics. You know, on my portable music player, I'd say 75% of it is old-time radio shows that keep me entertained
when I'm walking around the city in the car, on an airplane. I just got back from Montreal on Friday night, listening to OTR on my Air Canada flight. And, you know, 25% is music. You can see my priorities here. I love the old stories, especially the horror and sci-fi and the suspense and thriller stuff. And I get it all from John Falk at otrcat.com for only $4 or $5 a disc. You can get up to 50 hours of OTR on one CD that can play in your computer, on your DVD player, or in your portable music player. John, welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
All right, so we are going to the callers, and very generously, John is giving everybody who gets on the air with a comment or question about preserving these old radio classics. Everybody's going to get a CD jammed with 42 hours of Halloween shows, Halloween-themed episodes that John has handpicked. So they're all scary, and you will get them in the mail in a few weeks. So thanks again, John, for providing that generous giveaway. And, oh, by the way, before the break, John, you know, very humbly said, yeah, I've got a couple of British shows as well. He actually has 24. British shows. If you go to otrcat.com, which stands for Old Time Radio Catalog, on the left-hand side, not only is it by genre, like comedy, detective, drama, but there's also, it says all U.S. shows, and it even has South African shows as well, so not just North American stuff. So great, great stuff, John. All right, let's go to the callers. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB. Of course, that's toll-free if you're outside of the Toronto area. Or star 8255 on your cell phone. Let's go to Paul, who's been waiting the longest, from Whitby. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
What a great, great program, Mark and John. This is unbelievable.
Thank you.
I forgot about a lot of the old stuff that was on many years ago. And then one night, I was thumbing through the radio channels, and lo and behold, didn't I come on to an episode of Amos and Andy, which rekindled a spark for me, right? Because I remember that stuff when I was a kid. It was just fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as I drive, like I run coast to coast, I'm a long-distance trucker, and I do thumb through the radio channels late at night, and every now and again, I come across an old serial. You know, the Inner Sanctum, or Jack Benny, or Amos and Andy with the Kingfish. You know, and it's just rekindled this new interest in me. And what a great program you're having, because I know there's lots of people that are really interested in this kind of stuff, right?
Thanks, Paul. Now, John, how many Amos and Andy shows do you have in your collection, and how much would it cost someone like Paul to buy?
Amos and Andy is a great show. I think I have 3 CDs of it, and it's about 260-some episodes spread across 3 CDs. So at $5 a CD, it'd just be $15, and I think it'd be, you know, like 150 hours almost of recordings of the Kingfish. So.
And online, you can listen to Andy Inflates His Tax Return to Impress a Girl.
Right, the sample episode.
That's great stuff, Paul. Thanks for calling in and sharing your passion and your love for these old-time radio shows. And the benefit of having them on a disc, and then which you can, of course, then copy to your portable music player, is that you don't have to listen to a radio station live, because what happens when you got to get out of your car? You're going to miss the show. So, and same with satellite radio. They often have 24-hour OTR programs. But, you know, when you've got it, when you can pause it and return to it later, it's a lot better, you know, it's a lot better of a scenario. So great stuff. Let's go to Sarah from High Park. Hey, Sarah.
Delighted to get through. What a wonderful topic.
I'm wondering if
your guest might outline some of the less commonly known shows that we should be watching out for besides the Amos and Andy and Jack Benny and all those wonderful programs.
Yeah, great question. John, why don't you share with us some of your favorites that we may not have heard of?
Well, some of the other horror shows, I've actually made, like, compilations of different personalities, and some of them do appear in, like, some rather vague shows. There's, like, Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi and many others that they just make guest appearances on various programs. And a lot of the times they've just released a movie or something like that. They've put them on to radio as kind of the media that it was before television, so they'd promote their films through the radio avenues. But so those are really enjoyable, just to hear who pops in.
Isn't it true, John, that Lucille Ball got her start in radio before television?
Yeah, she was on My Favorite Husband, which was a similar character, mm-hmm. but she did. And a lot of the earlier radio stars translated over to television.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily the ones with good looks. A lot of the
of course.
A lot of the ones with radio voices just kind of went by the wayside. But
Hey, one thing I didn't ask you yet, John, is so the CDs themselves are usually $5. I know in October you've got some sales, so some of them are $4. But how much is shipping to Canada?
For a single CD, it's just $2 for airmail. Or if you order two or more CDs, it's a flat rate of $4.75, which it takes about a week to arrive in Canada. But
Okay, well, that's fair. And when we return after this last break, we are going to go back to the lines, answer more of your questions about Old Time Radio and OTRCAT.com, and, of course, give away a few more discs. But we do have to take a short break. When we return, more with John and Old Time Radio. Welcome back to Tech Talk. Instead of looking to the future of technology, we're taking a step back today and talking about old-time radio shows from the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And then there's a bit of a resurgence in the 70s and the 80s for the BBC in the UK. And we are talking with John Falk from oldtimeradiocatalog.com, or better, you should probably just type in OTRCAT.com. John, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
OTRCAT.com stands for Old Time Radio Catalog, and you've got literally tens of thousands of shows that we can order for about $5 a disc, and you ship them to our door. Then you can play them on your computer, on some CD players in your car, on your DVD player, and maybe even on your iPod or other portable music player. And they're all cataloged. There's some information on the site. It's great stuff. And John's been is a frequent guest on Tech Talk. So again, thanks for joining us, John. I want to go to Rita from Weston Road here, and just to remind everybody that gets their question on the air or comment is going to get a free CD. It's a Halloween sampler, courtesy of John Falk, which has 42 hours, 90 shows to listen to. Great stuff, Rita. You're on News Talk 1010.
Oh, hi. Great show, and everybody loves those old radios.
Oh, especially it's wonderful.
My kids that are in their teens, they love to listen to them. I was wondering if you have, for example, the whole complete set of one of the series?
Yeah, so John, do you have complete series, or is it, you know, as a collector, you just have what you can get?
Well, some of them are more complete than others. I think Suspense is pretty complete. There's some that... certain recordings have just fallen through the cracks, and they're not believed to be in existence anymore. But you know, I'm always looking for better recordings and always collecting. So,
So if you're a listener and you've got, sorry to cut you off, John, but if you're a listener and you've got a collection of old time radio shows, definitely contact John. His email address is at his website, otrcat.com, and maybe you can connect that way, because I know it's always a work in progress, huh, John?
Yeah, and we're constantly upgrading the collections. Like the Boris Karloff collection was updated last month, and it's just some more episodes that he appeared in. So,
mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Chris from Bondhead. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling today.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
I was just wondering, were all of these old radio shows preserved on wax discs, or were there some on tape that might be easier to, you know, clean up? And is there technology to, eliminate the pops and the cracks you get on old 78s?
Most of my collections from other collectors I've traded with, they're the open reel tapes. Some of them are from transcription discs, which were primarily owned by the advertisers. When the show was recorded, they'd hand the disc off to the advertiser, and they'd store it that way. But most of the digitization is from open reel tapes. And there is some, like noise reduction and some digital software like that can clean it up. Most of my collection is primarily raw, right off the open reel tapes, but...
And the quality is pretty good, eh, John? I mean, I would say for the most part, there are some shows that are a little bit hard to hear, but most of the time, your stuff is really clear, even if it's, you know, really dated material.
Right, yeah. The 30s material is a lower quality fidelity, but in the 40s and 50s, some of the 50s stuff sounds almost clear as today. So
good stuff.
It is.
Hey, let's go to Linda on the line from North York. Hi, Linda. You're on News Talk 1010. Thank you for calling.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Great show.
Thank you.
What I wanted to ask him was if Rod Sterling, who did Twilight Zone and Night Gallery, if he ever did anything on radio, or if you have anything similar to him.
There's a lot of shows that are similar to what Rod Sterling is doing. Some shows like The Whistler or Suspense.
Inner Sanctum also had those hooks at the end sometimes.
Right, and I think Rod Sterling, he did a program called Zero Hour, I think, in the
late 60s or maybe early 70s.
Yeah, and you have a Ray Bradbury collection as well, right?
Right, yeah.
So that would be similar. And also, if I may interject, because we have to go, John, there's also, Linda, if you are a fan of Rod Serling and The Twilight Zone, a couple of years ago, they actually took all 156 Twilight Zone episodes and made them into radio plays that you can buy online. TwilightZoneRadio.com is where you'd go, and there's three free episodes that you can download. I would recommend Five Characters in Search of an Exit, starring Jason Alexander from Seinfeld. It's actually quite good. And another one called Ring It. Yeah, so TwilightZoneRadio.com. But if you want to buy them on a disc, it's pretty expensive, unfortunately. John, I know you probably don't have that in your collection because it's fairly new. But, you know, that's a little tip for Linda, TwilightZoneRadio.com. John, thank you so much for joining us on the phone from Kansas City.
Thanks again. I had a good time.
Thanks. Great. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Love your website. And I'm going to place an order for some more horror and sci-fi old-time radio shows soon. So thanks again, John. John is the owner of OTRcat.com. Coming up next, Christina Chernesky. How are you?
I'm good. I love that old radio stuff.
It's amazing
stuff.
Yeah,
it is. And that's the stuff that sort of inspired other people to get into radio, you know, so it's generational. So it's good that we listen to it.
I agree. And it's important that kids today know... Yeah. That they can use their imaginations to fill in the blanks.
Well, that's where the whole theater of the mind came to play. Yeah. You know, now it's a whole different story. Anyway, speaking of theater of the mind, Catherine Barber is in studio. She is the word lady, and she knows everything about particularly Canadian words. We'll talk about her recent book called Only in Canada, You Say. And also we have the health show as well today. I want to make sure I've got this right. We're talking about... cardiometabolic risk, and it's a really important thing for all of us to be talking about
right
now.
I'd like to see the word lady spell that.
Yeah, she can. She's probably spelling it backwards for us right now,
okay.
Too.
Thanks, Christina. Of course, that's coming up next at 1 p.m. on CFRB. Thanks for listening to Tech Talk. The show is sponsored by Windows Vista, Microsoft's groundbreaking operating system that lets you do more with your computer. Visit Microsoft.ca for more info. Thanks to Dwayne and Jill. Great job today, guys. And of course, stay tuned for Christina Chernesky coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.